I've got a great guest again. Courtney is in my kitchen. No, no, Michelle, I'm just kidding. I'm not a total fool. I wasn't sure what questions to ask someone in her profession, but it turned out okay in the end. Today I'll share with you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Tierney Grelli. I'm sorry for the laughter. That music is just so damn cheesy. So we got another great episode for you today. Before we get started, I just wanted to remind you all, this podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show on TKJingles.com. It's meant to be a supplement to TKJingles.com. There are so many songs up there that I had the idea to start this podcast 4 or 5 months ago, primarily as a way to try to hone in on some of the best songs of the week, to give you a behind-the-scenes peek at some of the nonsense that I and some of the other folks that are doing this are doing, and share some of the extras, outtakes, and just, you know, overall celebrate the community of TKJingles.com and everything that's sprouted up in the last 18 months as a result of Tony and the gang playing these stupid songs. So it's not a fanboy recap of the show. It's not like a Howard Stern thing. We're not going to be dissecting elements from the show. But from time to time, there will be guests on here that are either from the show or related to the show or from TKJingles.com. Today, we've got Courtney, the goddess of the Tony Kornheiser Show. She'll be on a little bit later. And then we got some great new songs. Then one of the fun challenges that I set out for with my Kickstarter was to record custom jingles. So for $100, I put it out there that if you gave me a little bit of information about yourself or your enemies or whatever topic you wanted me to sing about, I would do a TK jingle for you. So I've got most of those done now. I'm going to play a few of those for you a little bit later. These were always intended just to be personal songs, but only be shared with the individual. But in each case, they gave me permission to share them here. So I'm just going to put it out there. And I think that they're a lot of fun. And even if you don't know these folks, it's just kind of cool. And it's part of the overall TKJingles.com phenomenon that somebody would actually care enough to want to have one of these things done about them. So I think they're pretty cool. Since this was a pretty light week here, Brad Weiss was the only person to submit a new jingle this past week. I always kind of predicted this would happen in the run-up to Labor Day, that folks are on vacation, too busy and stuff, and the 31 and 31 is over now, so it's lightened up a little bit. So rather than having a best-of feature or behind-the-scenes, I've got a jingle roulette from the mobile app. So I've got five awesome songs, primarily to underscore that if you ever want to hear TK Jingles, just go to the mobile app, click the random playlist, and you're going to be entertained. There are so many great songs on there that you don't hear on this podcast that are only on the website. So please go check it out. Download the app. It's available for iPhone, Android, or Windows Phone, TK Jingles Music Player. And if you aren't listening to Nigel's Rubbish Bin, we've got 6 episodes done so far. The 7th comes out tomorrow. I'm having so much fun doing that. There's only going to be 9 episodes. We're almost done. There's going to be jingles from hundreds of people, well, 100 people, I think, that you've never heard before. So go check it out. It's really worth a listen. A lot of jingles that were great, but just for whatever reason never made Tony's show. And then I've got a pretty cool show lined up for September 1st, the Monday before, I guess it's actually Labor Day. I'll be on vacation that whole week before that. So rather than recording a live show, because I won't be available, I decided to do a special, and I'm calling it my Summer of Madness. And this is a behind-the-scenes look at the 26 songs that I wrote between July 4th of 2013 and Labor Day of 2013. So if you remember, I've talked about this before. I had a lot of paranoia that I would never be able to write another good jingle after we didn't start the fire. So I went into overdrive and just started churning out material to make sure I would have something available for when Tony got back for Labor Day, and ended up putting out 26 songs that summer, and that slowly trickled out to the website. And that really was the genesis of TKJingles.com, because I wanted a way to share it, because I knew that none of that stuff would, or at least most of it, would never make it to Tony's show, because there just wouldn't be enough time. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be coming up September 1st. So next week, August, whatever that is, 25th, we'll have another semi-live show featuring whatever songs aired that week. Probably won't have a guest. Nigel is next in the queue, but he's notoriously difficult to pin down in terms of schedule. So if Nigel comes on my show, it probably will be sometime mid to late September. And then one last thing here. This podcast actually made the iTunes charts for the last few weeks. It's since dropped off. So Shad, you've screwed me over. Nobody wants to hear stories about your haikus, apparently. Just kidding. It was bound to happen. I think that the popularity was due to Gary's promoting the podcast and the Tony Kornheiser says, Twitter account promoting it. So I got a lot of buzz for a week, and it's died down a little bit. Hopefully it stays up there. We quintupled, I think, the number of downloads for that 1 week period to what I usually get. So that was pretty cool. But I noticed when I was looking at the rankings that I was ranked, I think, 148 at one point, which I think is the highest that it got to out of, 200 that are charted on iTunes. And just below me was Jay Moore's More Stories. So I wanted to share a little personal anecdote here. You know, we all probably have people that we have an irrational feelings towards. And Jay Moore, to me, is one of those people. From the first moment I saw him in the credits for SNL, I just had this visceral reaction of, who is this putz? This guy's not funny. And I never even heard him speak. I mean, it was just a totally illogical, ridiculous, and, rather rude reaction, So anyway, I had that feeling towards Jay Moore. And then sure enough, he came on SNL. He was only there for a year or two. He was terrible. Wasn't funny. It just proved out to be everything that I suspected just from seeing the 2 seconds of him in the credits. And he's since gone on to have a successful comedy career, and he's been in various movies and TV shows, and I'm sure he's done well for himself. But he has a podcast that for one moment in time I was able to beat. And so it brought me back to, this is probably the fall of 2001, 2002. So Jay had since been off SNL for a little while now. And there was a bar in D.C., the Hawk and Dove, that used to play all the Cleveland Browns games. And this is the place where all the Browns backers would go to watch the games. So one day in the fall of 2001, 2002, somewhere in that time frame, I'm watching the game at Hawk and Dove, and I notice Jay Moore is sitting at the table right next to me. And, just there hanging out with a couple of buddies. And I looked up later when I got home, because I don't think I had a cell phone at the time, and certainly there was no internet on the cell phone, that he was playing at the Improv or something that weekend. So he happened to be in town. He was just killing time watching this game. And I don't know where he's from, but he wasn't interested in the Browns game at all. So I looked over and said, oh, God, that's Jay Moore. And isn't this interesting? Nobody in here recognizes him or even realizes that's him, or at least they're not letting it on. I wonder if that's, how he feels about that, because, he seems to, think he's a big shot. Just from the way he was composing himself, he was carrying on and being a little bit loud. So anyway, as the first quarter went on, Jay Moore got louder and louder, making strange wisecracks about the game. And, I think they were just falling flat. The crowd didn't want to hear this. They're trying to watch the freaking Browns game. And so as it progressed, Jay Moore, he got more and more agitated. And he actually stood up and he went up in front of the television and started trying to do like a monologue. He just started doing material. Like, hey, what do you think about this, guys? Ooh, and it was so ridiculous. And the most satisfying part for me watching that whole stupid scene unfold was that nobody had any idea who he was. So they just thought he was some drunk idiot at the bar trying to do stand-up in the middle of an NFL game. I mean, it's 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday, and this jackass is trying to do comedy at the Hawk and Dove. So that was one of those things where, for a while, I kind of told myself in the late 90s, like, it's not really fair for you to be so hard on this guy. You've never met him. I'm sure he's a nice person. Why would you have such personal feelings towards a celebrity, this person that you've never actually met? That's just, that's rude. That's not right. And then in those 10 minutes where, I was face to face with Jay Moore, I was completely vindicated, and every negative thought I had was reassured. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because for one brief moment, and for only one moment, because now I looked at the charts today and Jay Moore is back in the top 50 and I'm off the charts, so he's crushing me, because of course he has a following and he's a celebrity and I'm just some putz doing songs for Tony Kornheiser. But for that one brief moment in time, I was able to be 1 point higher than Jay Moore on the iTunes charts, and I will always treasure that moment. So thank you, Littles, for supporting this podcast. I love doing this, and I'm so glad that a few of you are downloading it and listening to it, and that this keeps going. And I also wanted to encourage you to please join the conversation, as we like to say. by tweeting me at Jerry Negrelli or sending an email to podcast@tkjingles.com. All right, so enough yakking. So I've got four songs to kick off the show here. These are from the last few weeks, since we only had one brand new song last week. The first one is a parody of Phil Collins' Another Day in Paradise. This is for Gene McManus. I'm hoping that this one will air sometime in September when Gene and, you know, if the show ever comes back. Then we have Tony's Time by Joe Arrow, a parody of Semisonic Closing Time. Then an interminably long Stairway to Heaven by Brad Weiss. So when we get to this song, if you aren't enjoying it, it's about 8 minutes long. So skip forward, you know, 7.5 minutes to get to the end. But Brad does a great job. It was the only jingle in the Firehose podcast this week. So the Firehose podcast was 8 minutes long. That's not a bad length, but it was one frickin' song. And then we have another one by Brad Weiss from a few weeks ago, To Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And then after that, we're going to have an interview with Courtney, a rundown of some of the custom jingles I've been doing for folks, the Jingle Roulette from the mobile app, and then a really great mailbag. So stick around.
Tony says there's a big game tonight, and he's planning to be there. Wonders who wins, so he turns to his right, to the hen in the chick chair. He says, Gene, who have you got? What are you thinking? Genie won't pick, says that she'd rather not, 'cause she knows that she'll jinx them. Tone, think twice, 'cause Gene McManus gives really bad advice. Tone, think twice, just flip a coin or blow on a paradise.
It's Tony's time, time for him to play golf and see all of his old high school friends. It's Tony's time, the folks that watch on TV are the only ones that he'll offend. It's Tony's time, you know there's lots of alcohol, he's drinking Johnny Walker Blue. Tony's time, those weasels give him summers off, 'cause they just don't have a clue. Tony, are you done with radio? Tell us please, 'cause we all wanna know. Tony, will you come back to your show?
There's a podcast of her when it's not 3 months old, and they're buying this forecast by Kevin. At the start of the show, often they'll speak of snow, but it's hard to believe what he's saying. Ooh. And they're buying this forecast by Kevin. His predictions each fall for the next winter storms often don't clarify confused meanings. when she opens her book. With the pencil she took, Genie waits on his words with misgivings. There's a low pressure zone on that last NAO, which he claims is the model he's using. I've heard more likely picks from that other sports chick, or the latest from Nigel's pet monkey. Sound like a sham when he calls for more precipitation. He might go on and on, but he's still just as wrong as a murder that fills him with laughter. In the Euro or a hurricane, or just a sprinkling for your zip code. He'll give two outlooks, you can pick one, but in the long run we'll have to see how it plays out. And it's full of blunders. Oh, he's really full of blunders. His colleagues won't return his phone calls, and with good cause. Can Tory just be disappointed? Sil Palco's calling for more sunshine, and so is Kieran. But she handstands by the wraparound.
Blah blah blah. Yeah, we get it, Jimmy Page. You're a rock god.
Accumulating snow, you'll need a chauffeur to show. There was no snowstorm he foretold, said it would never get this cold. and though you listen very hard, there's just no point with this jackass. And when his kids shovel you out, you're gonna need much more rock salt.
Picture yourself on a plane with a yakker, with tangerine skin and psychotic eyes. There, at your side, is a guy in a flying shirt. Be careful, he's starting to cry. Newspaper Nancy's have seen this before. Now, Bo Ellis is holding his hand. Somehow, he once flew to Norway and Seoul. That's insane!
That's insane.
All right. Special thanks to Joe Arrow and Brad Weiss for helping to provide some new content over the past few weeks with Closing Time and the epically long Stairway to Heaven. So a couple weeks ago, I started doing something different on the TK Jingles podcast by adding guests. So I'm not sure this will be a permanent feature, but definitely something I'm doing this summer to help you guys hold over until Tony hopefully comes back by having some folks on here. Frankly, I'm not sure who I'll really be able to honestly book. This next guest was the first one who volunteered to do it, so I wanted to thank her sincerely for that, for supporting me and this website and all that stuff. She's, been a fan of this stuff and really helps to boost it with her fans, who probably aren't quite the same demographic necessarily as those that listen to Tony, but there's some crossover, as she'll allude to in our interview. So anyway, a couple weeks ago, I talked to Gary Braun. And then I talked to Shad, and both of them have a 20-year history. Our next guest, whose name is so scandalous that they won't even say it on the Tony Kornheiser show, and just mostly refer to her as the goddess, Courtney, she's been doing stuff on the show for a couple of years. And so anyway, she told me a little while ago that she would be happy to come on here and help me, and I really appreciate that she was willing to do that. So we had a chat earlier this week, and I'm going to cut to that right now, and we talked about a whole range of subjects, and really I just wanted to know more about how she got involved with Tony's show and what other interests she may have outside of her more notorious profession. So I hope you enjoy this, and now we're going to cut to the interview already in progress. All right, I'd like to welcome Courtney to the TK Jingles podcast. Courtney is, of course, the official goddess of the Tony Kornheiser show and one of the few women I know that sports a TK Jingles t-shirt. So, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. By the way, I love my t-shirt. It perfectly fits me in my
All right.
I love it.
So I wanted to just start out with a little background on you and your relationship with the show. So you've been picking games on Tony's show for a couple of years now. And
I want to say 3 years.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years, something like that. I always wondered how you got connected with the show, if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, you know, Mr. Tony was saying that he needed the goddess. Do you remember him talking about it during the whole Charlie Sheen scandal?
Yeah, absolutely. So were you a listener of the show at the time?
A listener, and my friends were listeners, and they're like, oh my God, you have to listen to this show. And so that's what really made me start listening to it, besides the fact I was a Washington Redskins fan, and at the time I was residing outside of D.C., so it was local for me as well, you know?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so I contacted him, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm interested. And he just thought it was a joke until he researched me and found out who I was. And then he was interested as well. He's like, oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, she's my goddess. Why not have her as my goddess? I need a goddess. I have to be like Charlie Sheen. I have to be cool. You know how Tony is.
Sure.
And so he had me do like the NCAA picks or whatever. And that's how I got hooked up with them.
Have you met Tony? Have you been in the studio?
Tony will not let me in the studio. I mean, okay, I shouldn't say he would not let me because I'm always invited there. However, he just is completely terrified that I will say something and do something wrong. And I just think he's extremely nervous. But they invited me in, I guess, in December when I was traveling through the area. And it just didn't work out because of my schedule. But we're very close, all of us. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, you know, they got to be careful. I think there have been 3 ESPN personalities suspended in 2 weeks. So Tony doesn't want to be on that list.
Yeah, he just, you know, obviously I'm very civilized in everyday life. However, whenever it comes to work, I'm a little bit different. But Nigel and I are good friends, and Gary and I are good friends, and we're all good friends. And I, you know, we hang out on our own time, but I have to be careful around Tony because he's, you know, I'm allowed to go to the studio, but I've never been because it's like whenever he's ready for me to come in, then it's like I'm not available, and then vice versa, you know,
sure,
when I'm
sure.
available, then he's not available, he's doing something else. So, no, and he's so nervous. If you listen whenever we're on the air, he's always like, okay, thank you, Courtney, have a good day. Bye.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. I think that you've endeared yourself to the women on that show, even just through the way that you make him blush and nervous, so.
Oh, I love the ladies. Anna's amazing. They're all a genie. I love them. They're so cool. And I send them some amazing Christmas gifts. And, you know, to come from the society, a lot of them work in, and then to deal with me, it's completely taboo.
Two different worlds. Absolutely. I agree with that.
It's because you never know what's going to come out of my mouth next. And I think that's the thing. They never know what I'm going to say.
So speaking of that, so you've been picking games in there, you've been doing your lock of the week for a little while now. You seem to know a lot about the NFL. Are you a sports fan, or you put a lot of time into that?
Well, I grew up with 2 brothers, so I didn't really have a choice growing up. You know, when it was football day, I kind of had to watch the sports. And then when you date athletes, like growing up in high school and junior high and college, you know, you just learn the sports, and it's just become something that I've grown to love for. You know, I love it. I love sports. I love the game. I love all the animosity around it. For me, it's pleasure. You know, it just goes hand in hand. And also with my followers on Twitter and my fans and stuff, boys love football. Boys love basketball. Boys love hockey. Boys love sports, period. So it's something that we can relate to as well.
You have, I think, something like 316,000 Twitter followers. That's pretty impressive.
Something like that. Yeah.
What's your secret to gaining such a large audience, Courtney?
Well, I just kind of keep it real for one, and I don't over tweet, because I think that when people over tweet, you kind of get bored of hearing what's going on in their life, you know. Or I try to make a positive impact on my tweets, like whenever it's besides my job, of course. But I like the I post. I used to post a lot of like positive quotes in the morning as soon as I got up. I should start doing that again. But people like that, and men like to be appreciated and feel special. And so that's kind of what I do. And I get personal with them, not too personal, but personal enough that they, you know, not where they don't feel comfortable and they feel like I'm invading their space, but just enough where they feel comfortable and they can relate, you know?
Sure, sure. So yeah, I think that the first tweet that I mentioned you and you responded to it. So I think that interactiveness is what you're getting at there.
That as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm interactive with them. Not overly, but, you know, I am interactive, and I try to give everyone attention. If I see something cute or funny in the timeline, or, you know, sometimes guys post things that aren't very positive and they have a negative outlook on life, and I'll retweet something like that to make them realize, hey, you know, you are kind of negative today, like snap out of it, bro, or whatever,
right.
You know, so it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun for my Twitter followers. They're amazing.
By my count, Courtney, there are 29 jingles at tkjingles.com that reference you either as Courtney or the goddess.
They're so sweet.
Have you listened to all those or a few of those?
Yes, you guys are amazing with the songs. I love it. And I retweet them, and the guys just love them.
That's
you guys
hilarious.
You're so creative.
Not something that you probably anticipated when you signed on working with Tony.
No, but you know, I've met so many littles, and I love the littles. You guys are amazing. Like at different expos and, you know, dance gigs or, you know, just in passing. Like I've met people who said, hey, you're Courtney, right? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? Because I'm a little. I'm like, what's so nice to meet you? I'm like, it's nice to meet you. And then we kind of go our separate ways or whatever.
Yeah. Do people generally recognize you in public?
Yeah, it happens all the time. As long as I have makeup on. Whenever I don't have makeup on, I'm kind of, you know, just like a regular chick, then no. But if I have my hair down and my makeup on, then yes. It happens a lot, especially at sporting events, believe it or not. Like the vendors that walk up and down the – it's happened several times with the guys that carry the beer, you know?
Really?
He's like, here, Courtney. I'm like, oh, thanks, dude. They're like, thanks. Have a great night. You know, it's cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm sure in the course of your career, you talked about meeting a lot of littles. You probably met some other celebrities, famous people. Just curious if there was anything that stood out, any stories you'd want to share about that. Maybe interesting to this crowd.
Of course, I have tons of interesting stories with some people, but I could never kiss and tell. I'm so sorry. I could never... Jerry, I just can't do it, although they would be amazing stories to talk about, but I just can't do it.
All righty. Other than the career that you're in right now and some of the stuff that you're doing, if there was another profession other than your own that you could try, what would you like to do?
Well, I've owned a website business, so I did that in L.A. I own a deli in Virginia. And now I'm on my next venture. So I would truthfully like to be into sex therapy, couples therapy. You know, that's my ultimate goal. I think it's very important for men and women to be happy sexually, you know. And, you know, I don't judge. And everyone has their own fetishes or whatever turns them on. And I would really like to help people in those areas, especially couples. Because I think, you know, a lot of people need a mate, and I would like to be able to help them continue their relationship for as long as, you know, they want to be together. And have communication about their sexuality, because I think a lot of men keep it a secret.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the industry that you're in, I would think that those two things, that probably causes a lot of conflict.
You'd be surprised, because I do a lot of phone chats and Skype shows in addition to my appearances and, you know, my scenes or whatever. And a lot of the conversations I have is in regards to couples. They call to speak with me because their partner is not satisfying them. And not that they want to cheat on them, because they have no desire to cheat on them. It's just they don't understand their sexuality or what they desire in the bedroom. So that's something that I would like to be able to help couples realize. It's okay to communicate about your sexuality or what you want. There's nothing negative about it. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. And let's let you guys be happy together, you know.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, ultimately, that's one of my goals.
Any predictions you want to share for the upcoming season? Do you plan to be back on Tony's show if he's back? Have they talked to you about that?
Of course. Of course. I would love to do Tony's show again. That's always, always, always going to be my answer. But in addition to that, the Redskins, I just can't wait to see the Redskins this year. I think they're going to be back on track with their new coach. And, you know, RG3 is he's much better and more confident this season, and then all the other guys they picked up. So I'm excited to watch them play. And you know what else I'm excited about? Since I live in Tampa Bay now, the Buccaneers.
Really?
I mean, because I have to support my local team. It's not my number one team. The Redskins are always my number one team. But I'm just excited to see how Lovey's going to be doing with them, you know. And the Philadelphia Eagles. I like Chip. Do you like Chip?
Well, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, so we almost had Chip Kelly there, and I think it's interesting how successful he's been so far. I'm really curious to see how it goes in the second year.
Well, you guys have some new management over there too, right? They fired Michael Lombardi.
And we got Johnny Football. So what do you think about that?
Well, I'm excited to see what happens, and you guys picked up some new players too, huh?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We'll be losing some due to some poor choices as well, so
yeah,
it'll be an interesting season.
But, you know, my favorite coach, like, out of all the NFL, and you might not like this guy, the guy from Seattle. I mean, I know he did some dirty things in his past in SoCal, but I love the way he interacts with his players.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just love Pete Carroll you're talking about, right?
Yes. There's just something about that man. He might be sneaky, which all men are sneaky, and that's okay. But I love the way he treats his players. Like, they really respect him.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I love my favorite thing about him is that he genuinely, I mean, he may have done some shady things with recruiting or something, but he genuinely seems like an
Yeah.
and really gets under the skin of the Harbaughs, who I can't stand. So I'll
Yeah,
always support that.
I'm so excited for the season to start. It's only a couple weeks away,
Do you have a
right?
pick for the Super Bowl? Somebody you're rooting for?
Well, I mean, Seattle. I like Seattle too. I got them last year, and I won my bet Vegas. But
Oh.
I mean, I would love to see the Redskins there. Love to see the Redskins there if they can make it, but. Probably Seattle will be there. And what do you think? Denver again? Do you think it'll be the same again?
I think it's going to be close to that. They'll be in the Final Four, I think.
Yeah,
It's been the
for
trend
sure.
last few years.
I just have to pick up their defense for my fantasy league.
Are you pretty active in fantasy football?
I am. I do it with my guys from Twitter. And
Oh,
so I,
okay.
yeah. And then I have like prizes or whatever. It's free to join, you know. But at the end, there's like prizes for them. And it just gives us another excuse to interact and have fun and talk sports and
Are
switch up our players and stuff.
all the prizes Courtney related?
Correct.
Okay.
It's
All right. Yeah, okay.
fun, though, Jerry. But yeah, who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think that, yeah, it's a real good shot that either Seattle or San Fran. I think the NFC is always stronger. So whichever one of those two comes out there, assuming the quarterbacks stay healthy and I mean, they're just such strong teams all around.
Okay, so are we betting?
What do you want to put on
I
it? I don't
don't know.
know.
I have to think about it. You could tweet me, or I'll tweet you.
All right. Sounds
Oh,
good, Courtney. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. This is a lot of fun.
thank you, Jerry.
Dear Courtney, what's your lock of the week?
Just about anything in her DVDs. She's achieved great fame, lying naked on the floor. Now Tony's winning, just like Charlie Sheen. It took.
And he is a man, maybe a pervo. He gets excited when Courtney comes. Courtney comes on to his show.
Studio full of noise and dangerous boys. Plus Courtney the goddess is high.
A dozen golf balls, Deer Antler spray, and Courtney's DVD.
I picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Nigel and Gary walking side by side, I said, "Hey Nigel, what you got there for me?" He said, "I got to go, but here's some swag from Courtney." All right.
So now we all sit back and wonder if Courtney ever comes again.
Arithmetic. TK sticker for a haiku? Don't know about you. Rather have some Courtney swag. Rather have some Courtney swag. TK Nation, reading notes.
He's collected lots of junk and some wholesome Courtney swag. This is Tony's mailbag. From Kazakhstan down to Landstuhl, from China to Berkeley,
This is Tony's Mailbag.
All right, so once again, I'd like to thank Courtney for coming on the show today. In an ironic twist, I was the one that had to be flexible to fit that into the schedule. So thank you, Courtney, for making that happen and coming on here. I hope you all enjoyed that. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know if you want to hear more stuff like that. I doubt there are other adult film stars that I'll be talking to, but if you want to hear more interviews or whatever, please let me know. All right, so next, like I said earlier, it's a really special thing for me, the idea of doing a custom jingle for Other Littles. So I've got three songs in a play here. The first one was for John Fitzpatrick, and John is notorious for writing these really epic long jingles, so this is all about that. Then I have a song for Bill Isaacson. It's a Jason Isbell song. It's one of my current favorite songs. And I'm sure Bill has never heard this song before, but it's called Elephant. And it's originally about a very serious topic, but I figured, hey, why not make it a jingle? Because it's a beautiful song. And then Ed Butt Jr., who I think might have had an email read on Tony's last show or second to last show, very near the end of the 2014 summer season there. Ed had an email on there. He's had a few before, but in that email, Tony read his email signature disclaimer, which has to be seen to believed, which is like a paragraph of, you know, Ed is not a lawyer, anything he says, yada, yada. And Tony thought it was so funny, and I thought it was so funny that I basically made that into a song. So enjoy.
His jingles are so, so long. I'm talking 3 minutes long. His jingles are so, so long. I'm talking 3 minutes long. John is always so funny. I'm talking laugh out loud funny. He's got plenty of funny. He gets it right, child. But he always runs long with really, really epic songs. They all way too long. Fitzpatrick, 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 Fitzjohn P. His jingles are so, so long. I'm talking 3 minutes long. His jingles are so, so long. I'm talking 3 minutes long. John's got so much to say and doesn't care if it gets played. Well, most of us are riding jingles. John is riding movements. His jingles are so, so, so long.
Minutes long.
His jingles are so, so, so long.
Minutes long.
John doesn't seem to care if his jingles ever make the air. It's possible he's trying to write exclusives for the website. His jingles are so, so, so long.
Minutes long.
His jingles are so, so,
so long. Minutes long.
You said, Jerry, I want my own song. Though I know it won't be too long. And you'll probably just rip off some song I've never heard of anyway. And I said, Bill, I think I can do that. How about some alt-country crap? This song's originally about cancer, but I thought it could be about Bill Isaacson. You can play this for some folks you know, and they'll say, who the hell is Jason Isbell? And why would I wanna hear that anyhow? And while we're at it, who's this Jerry guy? Or the orange man he sings about on PTI? Why would I care about any of that? I don't. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know Fred Butt Jr. used to practice law, but now he's no longer licensed, and that's important to remember. 'Cause if you need legal advice, nothing he says can be construed as providing that. It's fully retired, and you should assume your conversations aren't privileged. Ed Butt, Ed Butt Jr.
All right, so that was just a small sampling of some of the great custom songs I've done. Maybe we'll play a few more next week. If you'd like to have one done for yourself, send me an email, podcast@gkjingles.com, and we can talk about it. So next, we're running a little bit long here, so I'm not going to have a lot of chatter. We've got five great jingles. These all came from the GK Jingles mobile app. I just put it to random. These are the first five songs that came up. I thought they were brilliant, so I wanted to put them on here. So enjoy. Oh, and I guess I should introduce them. We're going to have T-O-N-Y by yours truly, Mustang Sally by John Fitzpatrick, Zombie by KJ, Maria by Jack Wright, and Feeling Grumpy by Brad Weiss. Now enjoy.
T is for the way he toasts his steaks. O is for the obnoxious comments he makes. N is never ever giving accurate weather. Why do I listen to this show? Only heaven knows. And now it's time to hear some mail from you. Email, faxes, notes, and chats, haikus. Yes, it's time to hear it. Mike and Burke might make an appearance. It's time to hear the mailbag.
Tony's mailbag. Think he's got your emails, faxes, and notes. Tony's mailbag now, baby. I think he's gonna read some for all of you folks. He's been running his yap for hours. Grown man can't get enough of those Uranus jokes. Nigel, pick mine. All the littles want is Tone to read their emails. He'll never read mine. All the littles want to join the conversation. Blah, blah, diddy, blah. All the littles want to join the conversation now. Blah, blah, diddy, blah. Laughing so hard each morning, you're gonna be wiping your weeping eyes, yeah.
Another bald head glistens. Who will listen to him? Now I'm betting he has it for the wedding. Someone will send it in. Aging skin, it is thin. Much to his chagrin, his bald head, it is shining with the heat and the sun. He is sure to get burned. Needs a hat, a straw hat, or he'll be crying. His bald head, his bald head. Shiny, shiny, shiny. straw hat. Send it fast, or he'll be an orange beam. An orange beam.
Bothersome lout I ever heard. Kornheiser, 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 Kornheiser. All the valueless thoughts of the world in a single word. Kornheiser, 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 Kornheiser. Kornheiser, Kornheiser, Kornheiser. The mailbag of Tony Kornheiser, where the funniest jokes dwell, preceded by this melody. Kornheiser, it's time to read emails, Kornheiser. And just a simple scan shows how clever TK fans can be. Kornheiser, read it loud, cause there's music playing. Read it soft, what's that orange bald man saying? Kornheiser, the mailbag of Tony Kornheiser.
Down, you heartless ass. We've heard enough of this newscast. Not such a nice job out of you. I'm trolling for swag and feeling grumpy. Blah 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 blah, feeling grumpy. Is that Liz Clark live from Sochi? Her cell phone's worse than my dead toaster. Cue another jingle, please. Blah 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 blah, feeling grumpy. Blah 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 blah, feeling grumpy. I've had hernia surgery, same with my knee. I'm angry and schwitzen and tired of the weasels. Don't let them get wind of those truffles I'll eat. Here's the mailbag, which is groovy.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. There's a TK podcast without delay. Jerry's Jingles podcast is here to stay. Time for mail, you read your stuff right away. Because it's snappy. Come along if you feel like jingling is for you. Cause he's snappy.
I'm not wrong.
It is like a reverse delay. It's true. It's not crappy.
Sing along.
If you feel like that's what you want to do, you'll be happy.
Mail time.
Send your notes and he'll read them all for you.
Thank you, KJ. Okay, it's time for the TK Jingles mailbag. Got some nice notes here from some folks. First up, we have a review of the iOS app. From Kiss Army, says this app stinks. Okay. Then we have another one by Chris Robbie, who gave it 4 stars. Knocking it down, says, I thoroughly enjoy the app and would have gone to 5 stars, but there seems to be an issue with volume fluctuation between the songs and Jerry's talking. The talking is always several levels lower. So that's an odd review because there's no talking in the TK Jingles iPhone app, but I would assume that what Chris Robbie is trying to say is that this podcast has some volume issues. So that's interesting. I'll do my best to try to see if I can level it out. With the mobile app, with the fire hose, with the top 10 podcast, with the website itself, I have very little control over levels that Little set. But on this podcast, I have a little bit more control. So I try to do my best to level it out. But if you feel like you know, there are some issues, please, podcast at tkjingles.com. I'm pretty easy to reach. Just let me know, And I'll do my best to fix it, folks. All right, then we have a review here for the podcast from either from that asshole Dan Devine, or it's from Carol Connolly. He says, the best interview of a haiku writing professor of the year, in reference to Shad. So thank you, whoever wrote that. Then we get some email here. So Alan Taylor says, I know your daughter Eva's desire to hear jingles can be annoying. The good news, though, is that she could be hooked on Barney. But unfortunately, Alan, she actually does like Barney, too. Barney and Daniel Tiger, which apparently is some cartoon offspring of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So Alan says, having had a daughter her age once, it took many years of intense therapy to be able to hear I Love You, You Love Me without wanting to drive an ice pick through my eardrums. The interviews are great. They give me an idea. Maybe when T-Kent comes back, you can have an Inside Kornheiser segment. You could use it to explain any inside jokes or references for those of us who missed most of the years between the ESPN days and when we discovered the glory of podcasting. Perhaps a parody of I Heard the News Today called I Didn't Understand the Joke Today. You'll have a much better idea. Thanks for the entertainment you bring. So I touched on this a little bit earlier. We may do a little bit of that. Truth be told, I don't understand a lot of the jokes. I think I started listening 5 years ago, 6 years ago. My memory is terrible, notoriously bad. Just ask my mom, who I got it from, or ask Michelle, who has to live with me. But I remember very little. So, which is one of the great things about TK Jingles. I can go back and listen to the website to songs that were done a year ago and go, oh, shit, I wrote that? That's great. I like that one. I don't remember the genesis of a lot of these jokes. For instance, Les Boulets, I thought that was some bizarre French coach that the Wizards had for a while. I didn't realize that that was, you know, just their silly way of saying the bullets in French. We may have something like that, but, you know, I'm not going to know a lot of the jokes either. So maybe if Mike and Burke or Neil want to come on the show, they can talk about the good old days and random jokes, you know, that people may have missed. But I'm not going to have a lot of insight there. I'll do my best. Then we have an email here from Brad Weiss. He says, I love the idea of a dueling Neil Diamond impersonator lounge act. We could be the Siegfried and Roy of Neil Diamond acts, only without the, you know, tigers. Not that there's anything wrong with tigers. All right. Well, I wouldn't quit our day jobs just yet, Brad. I don't know how much of an audience we have for that. Our families can only give us so much money to support an act like that. Then, as is becoming a regular feature on here, my always supportive colleague, boss, Walton, has sent me a lovely message here. In reference to today's interview with Courtney, he says, I'm looking everywhere for you on News Channel 8 for the interview with Courtney. Can you please tell the Littles what time we should be expecting the viewing of the interview? No one wanted to see you interview Shad or Gary, but I think I speak for the rest of the Littles. This is must-see TV. And yes, this was actually one of the weeks where it would have been nice to have a video podcast as opposed to this audio podcast. So I apologize to those of you listening that just had to listen to me blather on with Courtney on an audio-only version. So if you want to see a video of her, I'm sure there's probably at least one or two videos on the internet. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how any of that works, but I imagine that she's, you know, maybe got a home video or something on there. You can go just search for her. I'm sure you'll find something. And then second question from Walton. He says, what kind of swag did you give Courtney for appearing on the show? I'm not sure steak knives will cut it for her. So, she, you know, she was just generous enough out of the kindness of her heart to come on here and support me and share her stories with all the Littles. So no gifts were exchanged. I'll just leave it at that. All right, then we have some tweets here. First is from Bill Strajewski. It says, I totally agree with what you read on the last podcast. No podcast delay for this little Reno when this podcast stinks is on the case. And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, there are two different ways to get Tony's show the same day in near real time, just as soon as it's over, either through Same Day Tony or This Podcast Stinks. You can find them both online and on Twitter. Check them out. It's a really great way to get the show. Bob Peterson says, great Nigel's Rubbish Bin number 6, the Free Stater song, I'm assuming that's the Rihanna song that his daughter sang, is still my favorite jingle, but I had to go listen to the Hallelujah anthology one more time. That's awesome. So that Hallelujah 10 Songs About Junior, it's a playlist on tkjingles.com. I revisit that every now and then. I love those songs. Then we have a tweet here from Michael Hing. He says, This is in reference to a George R. R. Martin Game of Thrones Song of Ice and Fire song that I did. So if you haven't found me yet on SoundCloud or YouTube, I've got some other songs up there that have nothing to do with Tony Kornheiser. I played a few of them periodically on this show, but a lot of stupid stuff that I may not even play on here because it has nothing to do with this, and I'm not going to bore you with my own stupidity. That could be for the Jerry Doing Stupid Crap podcast, which will be listened to by five people. But if you would like to hear some of that stuff, you can go to YouTube, search for me, go to SoundCloud, search for me. You'll find some of those songs. So I did a Game of Thrones HBO series song about how all the characters die. And as I was doing that, I came across an interview, and this is always my greatest fear with that show, because I've read the books, at least the first three, which were brilliant, and four and five are just total shit. And I was really worried when they adopted it to a series, because once they reach the end of book three, which they have just now done, there's really nothing to talk about. There's nothing to do. So unless Martin has it all mapped out and he's going to give the producers free rein to just make shit up or fill in the blanks, it's going to be a terrible show. So there was actually an interview I read, or a quote about with the producers. They said that they actually were concerned at the lack of new material and what was coming out from Martin. So before they signed on to do the HBO series, they met with him for 1 week to go through the outline and the story and everything, to get reassurances that there was an ending, that they had a path forward, that they can map that all out. So they've got it all figured out, which is very reassuring, because I know that Martin has the idea, but he writes one book every 5 to 6 years, and he's in, you know, he physically appears to be in terrible health, and I don't know what's coming in terms of the books, and it's going to be a real shame when HBO finishes a series 3 or 4 years from now, and he hasn't even put out book six yet, and we're going to have 3 or 4 more books until he catches up with the story they've already told us. So anyway, Michael Hing responded to my tweet about that, asked if the producers have met with Mr. Tony about the upcoming lack of material in reference to Tony not coming back. And we still have no news on that. I really hope we get some news soon, but we're 2 weeks out with nothing. Then I have a tweet here from the guy that runs the Mr. Tony podcast Twitter account. He says maybe Jerry can get Howard Fineman on his podcast to let him give the littles a take on current events. So I think Howard Fineman's probably a little bit too high profile to come on this podcast. I'll ask him. You know, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to Howard. I always watched Howard on Hardball and various, Crossfire, whatever shows he would come on to talk politics. Howard's great. I love him on Tony's show. Then, in addition to that, Michael Butt's asking about guests on the show. Why don't you just get Tony? He could comment on a show that comments on his show, #Inception. And I have to admit, that ultimately would be the goal of this podcast, to have Tony on the show. And ideally, it would be during a time when he's not working. So if his show doesn't come back, maybe he'll come on here for 5 minutes. Or maybe next summer if I'm still doing this garbage, maybe I can get him to come on here. But I understand that it will be very difficult to get his time and very difficult to get any type of technical coordination in terms of the Skype or cell phone or whatever else I would have to do to get him on here. So I'm not holding my breath, but that would ultimately be nice. Then we have a note here from Mike and Burke. He says, I'm just now starting to listen to this genius podcast. Many thanks. And I responded to that and said, it's like you're in the desert dying from dehydration and I offered you a Mountain Dew. My podcast isn't great, but it helps. And then Brad says, I think of it more as the methadone for a free sandwich addiction. So, whatever. That's the TK Jingles podcast, folks. Something to help you through the summer and hopefully through the fall after Tony comes back. You'll still be here listening. I'm going to keep doing it. I love doing it. And please send me your feedback at Jerry Negrelli, podcast@tkjingles.com. Please go to the website. Leave some comments. You know, folks that write jingles, they get an email notification immediately when you leave a comment. And I can't tell you how good it feels to get that email, to know that somebody listened and they enjoyed it and to get their blunt feedback, preferably positive feedback, but whatever it is, just to get that feedback in real time is always so reassuring to know that somebody's listening. So go leave a comment for somebody other than me. Just let them know what you think. Enjoyed it. I'd like to end it now with a song that I sent out as a thank you to my Kickstarter backers. And I put it as a special QR code you had to scan with your cell phone. So I had 113 backers or something like that. 36 of them downloaded it. So either they gave me money and then just didn't give a crap about the free song that I gave them, or they had no idea what a QR code it was and how to scan it. But just for posterity and just because I really like this song and I thought it would be fun to share, I'm going to end the podcast with it. So thank you, Littles, for listening, and I hope that you join me next week.
Bye-bye. Is this getting old, I wonder? Who's listening at all? Songs about podcasts, steaks or windows, faxes and phone calls. I never thought it would go this way, and now it's all your fault because you paid me, and that's kinda sad, kinda sad. But I want to thank you for enabling a really dumb pastime. Seriously, thanks to you, I've wasted 1 year.
I'd like to welcome Courtney to the show, to TK Jingles. I screwed it up already.
Okay, don't worry.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!